Did your son get interested as he grew up in opera?
He was, you know, as I said, he was there. And as a matter of fact, there was a concert in Italy with Zubin. We were doing the Verdi Requiem. And my little son, when he was little, he used to conduct. Mm-hmm. And he would mock Zubin. And Zubin gave him one. He bought him a baton. Zubin gave him a baton. He was in the concert, and we were out in the square doing it. And so when the rousing Verdi Requiem started, my little son got crazy. And he was in my husband's lap. And the people started watching him instead of us. So my husband had to take him out of there. We have film of him conducting with his little tails on. And he was just amazing. He could keep those beats. He knew those symphonies. It was amazing. He was 2 years old. But, yeah. When he saw me do Butterfly the first time he was in a rehearsal, he was maybe four, and I died. He started crying because he couldn't tell the difference. Mm-hmm. And he had to take him out. He said, no, she didn't die, Elmer. She didn't die. But, yeah, oh, my God, he's been over-immersed into the music.
Have they hosted you here in Tulsa to sing an opera?
Oh, yes.
Many
oh,
times?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Many
oh,
times,
yes,
right.
Yes. I came back and did some of those Verdian operas, and it was beyond well-received, yeah, in Tulsa, yeah.
Oklahoma has honored you in many ways.
Oh, gosh.
Inducted you into the Oklahoma Hall of Fame, Oklahoma Music Hall of Fame, and Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame.
And we have two more. The Women's Hall of Fame. And it's the Oklahoma African Hall of Fame. I haven't had a chance to put those in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So they've been so kind to me. So kind to me. How wonderful.
Well, I'm sure that...
Oh, now it's the pop's music, too. Oklahoma pop.
Yes.
So that's another one.
The pop music, yeah.
Okay.
And definitely. And uh-huh. I don't know if there's anything you contribute to them as far
well,
as
they've done a big interview. They're going to launch it and with
have
me.
Have they interviewed you
oh,
yet?
Oh, yeah, another one.
Yeah, it's right across from Kane's.
Mm-hmm. I've not been there because we did interviewed somewhere else. So whenever they do the big opening, I'll be there. The real opening.
You know, it would be funny if you did opera in Kane's Ballroom where Bob Wills and all those people sang country music.
Oh,
that
God.
Would be so much funny.
I love Bob Mills. Right. When I did the Oklahoma Hall of Fame, they were being honored. And so some of those guys, I just adore them.
Mm-hmm. What music did you enjoy listening when you were in high school, even though you were doing opera?
Opera. See, it was gospel mostly for me.
Oh.
And I had to be in my church and things. But I listened, I heard Aretha Franklin and all those people. I was listening to all of that. Marvin Gaye. They were becoming really big then, right, in the 60s.
So I'm thinking about Elvis Presley.
Yes, yes, of course. We heard all of that.
Right, right. Uh-huh. So you appreciated other music.
My dad listened country western every Saturday because he played guitar.
Oh.
Oh, God, he had all. We had even a one of those guitars that are, what do you call you, strum it?
Auto harp?
Yeah, like that. He had all of that stuff. And he listened, he loved listening to the country western on
You know
Saturday.
Why I knew that instrument?
Huh.
From my church background.
Oh, okay.
Our minister in Grand Forks, North Dakota, Sunday nights, he'd bring out his auto harp.
Okay,
so that's
so
why
my dad
that's
had
why
that
I know what you're
he
talking
had
about.
He had part of our instruments.
Right.
At our home, we had clarinets. No, we had everything.
You must have some advice for music students of any sort, opera, whatever. What advice do you give to these students?
Oh, gosh. You know, be true to yourself and try to keep... If you can, I this is what I've always tried to do. Even though I was amongst all of these people and all over the world, I tried to keep who I am, Leona Mitchell, current in me and be true to myself. And I guess from my religious background, I have compassion and empathy, and I try to put that through my music. And I've been told that I have a healing voice, or whether people... sometimes come to performances and they feel better afterwards. This, to me, means everything to me. And so when you said that to me, when you met me, that meant everything to me. Because this is, I want to always have that first and foremost. I want you to be, and my teacher, Miss Inez Silberg, always said that to me, and I've kept it dear. She said, you have a beautiful voice, but I don't want you to ever sing without your soul and spirit. Because that's when it's extraordinary. So that's what I'm, and I think when you are learning, and especially like opera singers, because the technique and things can get difficult, and all of that becomes maybe first, but you should always bring your gift, because we all are so unique. Each sound is so unique. It's only your sound. So I think you should be true to yourself as far as classical is concerned.
Did you have to fight your ego? Because mm-hmm. you had every reason to be proud.
But see, I just wasn't that kind of person. And I've been true to myself. I love that when my family and friend comes to me and they say, "You're always Leona." Matter of fact, my concert is called Just Leona in New York.
Mm-hmm. You're a one-name person.
Just Leona.
Right. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, well, some singers have soul, and some don't.
Ego. I know.
And they can do brain, but uh-huh. they can't do heart.
I know, kind of person.
It's just that you have soul.
Yeah, I don't, and Inez found it, and she told me about it, and once I learned the technique, then I could put it back in there. I could find that soul. It was very difficult because I was singing totally differently, and I had to learn to shift to this opera. Mm-hmm.
Can I just have you just do a little phrase
from
of a song? Could be
anything.
Anything,
okay,
right?
Okay, just anything.
Just give us something.
Okay, I'm gonna do that. Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Amen and hallelujah. And I think I'll walk down the sawdust trail and come to the altar.
Come to the altar.
You've seen that before. I know you have.
Yeah, yeah.
That was wonderful. Mm-hmm. So then, how would you like to be remembered?
Well,
your legacy.
Just been asked that. That, you know, from the fields in Oklahoma to the highest places in the world in Oklahoma, you know, I want to be remembered as a person that took this part of my life, Oklahoma, and scaled the heights and kept her soul intact. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's very good. Mm-hmm. We should thank Robert Henry on this because he put us together.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
You know, preserving all of us from Oklahoma, us Okies.
Yes.
And getting our stories, how valuable this, what you're doing is.
Thank you. This was fun, Leona. I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Me too.
Why do I have tears? I do.
Oh, how sweet. How sweet, John. How sweet.